Information presented on this program is believed to be factual and up to date, but we do not guarantee its accuracy, and it should not be regarded as a complete analysis of the subjects discussed. Discussions and answers to questions do not involve the rendering of personalized investment advice, but is limited to the dissemination of general information. A professional advisor should be consulted before implementing any of the options presented. Certified Advisory Corp is registered as an investment advisor with the SEC and only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements.
Stay tuned for On the Money, Central Florida's most listened to financial call-in show, brought to you by Certified Financial Group in Altamont Springs. It's the only show hosted exclusively by Certified Financial Planner Professionals. Monday through Friday, their CFPs provide financial planning and investment advice for a fee. But on Saturdays, the advice is absolutely free and has been for more than 30 years for their WDBO listeners. If you have a financial question you want answered by real fiduciaries, the lines are wide open. Call 844-580-WDBO. That's 844-580-WDBO. And enjoy the show.
Hey, welcome in to On the Money, presented by the Certified Financial Group right here on WDBO 107.3 FM and AM 580, Orlando's news and talk jam-packed show for you today. An awesome two-hour affair going on as this is the Shredded Event weekend for the Certified Financial Group. We will tell you all about that as the show unfolds here, but we are also opening our phone lines up as we always do, and you can call in with your questions at 844-580-WDBO, 844-580-9326. My name is Chris Crawford. Joining me here is the Oracle of Orlando, Joe Burt, and Gary Abley. They are Certified Financial Planner Professionals at the Certified Financial Group. And again, if you want to get in touch with them right now, express lines to their offices are open at 844-580-9326, 844-580-WDBO. If you're new to the show or if you've listened before, this show is normally done inside a studio. It's nice and quiet and safe in the sounds. But this week, as you can listen, there's some nice ambient noise going on in the background. And Joe and Gary are taking advantage of this beautiful Saturday morning. And they are outside, broadcasting outside, because it is the Shredded event today, Joe. So before we get into what kind of questions we'll be answering on the show, I'd like to talk a little bit about what you guys are doing out there today and what is happening and what exactly is a Shredded event.
Well, today, Chris, we are helping people get rid of the documents that they've kept in their closets for years. And I've noticed, I worked the truck for the first hour, I've noticed that people have had some spare time in the last year, and we're getting quite a bit of shredding. So hopefully we will fill up the truck we have here to capacity. So come on in. We're going to be here till noon, I believe. Yep, noon. So bring in your shreddits. We can take up to two banker boxes. We'll send you home with your boxes. Or if you've got them in bags, that's fine as well. And I always tell folks, you want to keep at least 3 years of your tax records, the current year, and go back 3 years. So the current year that you're filing is 20. So I would keep 17, 18, 19, and 20. There is a tax rule that says if you haven't committed fraud, then the statute of limitations is 3 years. So in other words, if you haven't omitted income intentionally, then you're good to go, and just keep 3 years of records. And of course, we'll be happy to take your junk. Right.
So once again, we are here this morning in Altamont Springs, 1111 Douglas Avenue. Just south of 434 and just adjacent to I-4. So come on by. It's absolutely free. We've got coffee and some snacks. And also, do we have a curb alert alarm there, Chris?
Sound the alarm.
There we go. We are, many of our listeners know, we did a total remodel of our office. And that's the good news. The bad news is we have some beautiful furniture that no longer works in our office. And so we're giving it away this morning. I want to see it go to a good home. Some outstanding furniture. We have a 78 by 39 solid glass desk with a beautiful black pedestals, a credenza that goes with it, a leather chair, some artwork, an antique hutch, some end tables, a nice chrome base conference room table. It's about 4 or 5 feet in diameter. It's absolutely free, but you got to take it out of here by 11:30 this morning. So you bring your pickup truck, and I want to see you go to a good home, and it'll certainly be a good home for our WDBO listeners. So that's once again 1111 Douglas Avenue, Altamont Springs, and we'd love to see you come by. And in the meantime, Gary and I are here this morning to take questions from you, anything that might be on, excuse me, working outside.
Got the allergies. Yeah,
I guess all of a sudden.
Some dust from that paper.
Yeah. So we're here to take your calls, as we have for over 30 years, questions that might be on your mind regarding your personal finances, decisions that you're trying to make regarding your 401k, IRA, real estate, long-term health care, annuities, life insurance, all that and more. It's what Gary and I and 10 other certified financial planners and certified financial group have been doing for our clients for nearly 40 years for a fee. But on Saturday morning, we are here absolutely free. So if you have any questions, we'd love to have you call, and those numbers are
844-580-WDBO. You can go ahead and pick up your phone, dial in right now. Those lines are wide open, nobody in line, so you can be our first caller of the show. 844-580-WDBO, 844-580-9326, 844-580-WDBO. Well, you go ahead and fill those phone lines up. We do have a topic du jour, if you will, today to discuss, and we can dive right into that if you'd like. Will this strategy beat the market? Simply purchase the largest 10 stocks in the U.S. and forget about it.
Well, and Chris, that seems like a pretty easy thing to do, right? We all see the index funds doing so well, and I did some research, and this is the source on this is Bloomberg, and it gives you the annualized returns of stocks prior to and then after reaching the top 10 largest U.S. stocks. And I found this fascinating. So the 10 years before reaching the top 10, you had an annualized return of 19.9%. Pretty darn good. I'd take 20% a year, wouldn't you, Joe?
Yes, sir.
And then 1 year before reaching the top 10, the average is 38%. But now here's the real story. After they reach the top 10, right, after they've entered the top 10 largest U.S. stocks, the one-year return after that is 7.9%. But here's the real story. 10 years after that, you've had annualized returns of only 2.4%. And the reason I think this data is really telling or informative is that the index funds, for example, the S&P 500 index or like a Vanguard total stock market index, they are dominated by these top 10 stocks. You know, stocks like Apple, you know, you're talking about a $2 trillion market cap. And many of these companies, Microsoft, Apple, Google, Facebook, we know them, the FANG stocks, a lot of these companies are still trading at multiples, Joe, of what, 35 or so times earnings.
How about Tesla?
Oh, well,
just a
that's
60
over.
Times. Yeah, 60 times nothing.
Well, no, I think it's, unless, I thought it was like 1,200 times
is
earnings.
It really?
Has it been
it
updated?
Could be.
Yeah. Anyway, so these companies that are the dominant U.S. companies are really, by historical standards, trading at multiples we haven't seen since the financial recession or the dot-com.
So here's what you're saying. If I'm looking at, if I've got my strategy, I'm going to pick the top 10 performers, the top 10 stocks, the S&P 500. I'm looking at Apple, Microsoft, Amazon, Facebook, Alphabet, Tesla, Berkshire. So that's my strategy.
Yes.
Those are good companies. They're going
to be
around forever.
Companies.
I'm going to load up.
They are.
That's my strategy. So what happens?
Well, what happens is because they become so large, especially in this strong bull market, in the past, and of course we can't guarantee future results, but in the past, these companies have averaged only a 2.4% annualized return. And if you think about it, I remember talking to a T. Rowe Price fund manager, and I thought it was really interesting. It was the Blue Chip Growth Fund. And they have identified, I may get this wrong, but somewhere around 300 of the 500 top U.S. companies that will be impacted by technology. In other words, will be disrupted in some way. Their business will be disrupted. And so we see this constant evolution. And while we all can't think of, you know, changes to these companies, and we're not saying these companies aren't going to be around, we're just saying it's hard to grow at a high rate of return, a company that's reached a market cap of, you know, over $2 trillion. You know, it's just that size.
Right. They've already reached their peak in terms of growth.
Exactly. Yep. Right. You know, and now we have to remember we're trading at some 35 times peak earnings. So, you know, this, especially the technology companies, had just amazing, amazing earnings over this past year when we were all stuck at home. So, you know, those who are thinking just buy the top 10 stocks and set it and forget it, I don't think that strategy is going to be very successful going forward.
All right, good
now,
stuff.
Now, I got to tell you something. You know, this is our Shred event. We have people coming by live. And I just had a couple of my clients come by. And this wonderful lady makes these handmade
That's
cards.
A beautiful card. Yes, beautiful? Yeah, I'm looking
this
at it
handmade.
From Bill. Oops, I shouldn't probably say
that. And she said, she has written in here, the past year has been rough for everyone, and we appreciate your hard work to take care of our investments, Bill and Kay. This is phenomenal. Beautiful.
That is beautiful.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you, Kay. And our listeners, anybody's welcome to come by this morning. You don't have to bring me any cards. It'd be nice, though.
You know, one of the most rewarding things about what we do, Joe, is the, you know, basically the love and affection.
The gratitude for
years of service.
Yep.
And, you know, when you hear somebody say to you, Gary, I'm glad you did all the worrying last year. I have confidence in you and that you're going to take care of my investments. And if I had to deal with the emotions of the investing, I'm sure I would have sold back in March. And, you know, my answer to folks who were concerned was, you know, life will go on and corporations provide what we need to live. So I did this run through about my day through noon. And I had over 30 companies I could think of that I had benefited somehow by waking up that morning, all the way from turning on the hot water, which benefited Duke Energy, to grabbing a soap that was used by Procter & Gamble, and, you know, all the way on. Getting
in the
car.
Stop at Starbucks on the way in?
Yes. So, you know, life goes on.
Right.
Of course, we don't have a solution if that doesn't happen.
Right.
But, you know, life goes on, and corporations provide what we need. And therein lies the beauty of growth in investment.
That's capitalism at its finest.
Absolutely.
That's at its finest. And I can tell by the clock we're up against a break there, Chris, right?
Yes, sir. So we'll go ahead and take a quick break. 844-580-WDBO. We do have two calls on the line. We're going to get to Ruben and Austin when we get back, but we can still fill up more lines. We got a full two-hour show, so get those calls lined up. We are hanging out for a couple hours on this Saturday morning. 844-580-WDBO, 844-580-9326. Remember, if you're interested in attending the Shredded event, 1111 Douglas Ave in Altamont Springs, head over there right now, 1111 Douglas Ave. In the meantime, though, take more of your calls at 844-580-WDBO. We're planning tomorrow.
Today!
For the Certified Financial Group on WDBO. Welcome back to On the Money, presented by the Certified Financial Group, right here on WDBO 107.3 FM and AM 580, Orlando's News and Talk. Want to get in touch? Can 844-580-WDBO, 844-580-9326. Let's go to those phone lines. We've got Ruben calling in from right here in Orlando. Ruben, you're on the air.
Hi,
good morning, Ruben.
Guys.
Good morning. What's up?
Hi. Hey, so I'm 37 years old. And so, unfortunately, my family never really taught me about managing money or financial planning or retirement accounts and none of that. And so I made a lot of mistakes in my 20s, getting into debt and all that. And I kind of woke up a couple of years ago with some, especially like listening to Dave Ramsey and all of that. My question is, I'm out of debt, completely out of debt now. And so I'm ready to start. Thank you. I'm ready to start investing and planning for my retirement and all that. And I want to do that while I'm young. Unfortunately, there's just so much information out there that it's very, very overwhelming of like, what can I trust or who can I trust? So what are good resources for a beginner investor? Resources that I could learn about retirement accounts, 401ks, RIA, and all of that.
Well, first of all, Ruben, you're one of millions of folks out there in your age bracket that feel the exact same way. Unfortunately, our educational system has failed us when it comes time to figure out how to save and invest for our future. And oftentimes our parents didn't know how or don't know how, so they didn't have the ability to teach us.
Or they had a pension and didn't have to worry as
exactly,
much.
Exactly. So your situation is not uncommon, and we appreciate your call. So what do we do first, Gary?
Well, first I'd say, Reuben, the good news is you've got 30 years until normal retirement with Social Security. And that's a long time of compounding, so you will be successful. Most people will find at your age that if you don't have retirement accounts set up already, that you're probably going to need to be saving at least 10% of your pay into a retirement account. So the first thing I'd ask is, do you have a retirement plan such as a 401k, 403b, or 457 plan at work that you can pre-tax some of your paycheck into retirement accounts?
I don't. My current employer does not offer any 401ks or anything like that.
Okay, so that's all right. So you, at your age, you're able to put aside $6,000 per year into an individual retirement account. And depending on your income, go ahead.
Oh, only $6,000?
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that that's all you have to save, because likely you're going to need a lot more. But that's all. That's the maximum you can put into an individual retirement account, and that's why I asked if you had other options through your employer. But given you don't,
I see.
Yeah, given you don't, that's okay. So everything you pull out of an IRA account is going to be taxed at ordinary income tax rates. Conversely, you can open up a brokerage account, a non-retirement account. It's also known as a non-qualified account. And you can start saving for your retirement in that particular account. And the beauty of that, for our retirees now that are in the 0 or 10 or 12% bracket, so for example, for a couple married filing joint, they could have total gross income of around $100,000. And they would be in that last 12% bracket, they actually pay no income taxes on long-term capital gains. Now, of course, that's the law today. We know it could change in the future, and there are proposed, you know, tax rules to change. But oftentimes, saving in a brokerage account can result in a lower tax bracket later on in retirement. So what I'd love to see when clients come to us is an equal bucket of money, meaning, let's say a client comes to us at age 67 and they have, say, $1 million, and they have $500,000 sitting in a retirement account and $500,000 sitting in a non-retirement account. And the beauty of that is we can pick how much we would take from each account to keep them in the lower tax bracket. In other words, we have flexibility. Unfortunately, I think we've all been conditioned that we do our savings in retirement accounts.
Reuben, hang on. There's more stuff we want to talk about, and I'm sure there's hundreds of listeners out there that want more information. So hang on, and we'll be back to you after the break.
844-580-WDBO. You want to call in with a question like Reuben has, you can right now. 844-580-9326. 844-580-9326. You are listening to On the Money, where we're planning tomorrow.
Today.
With a certified financial group on WDBO.
So happy together.
Welcome back to On the Money, Central Florida's most listened to financial call-in show, brought to you by Certified Financial Group in Altamont Springs. It's the only show hosted exclusively by certified financial planner professionals. Monday through Friday, their CFPs provide financial planning and investment advice for a fee. But on Saturdays, the advice is absolutely free and has been for more than 30 years for their WDBO listeners. If you have a financial question you want answered by real fiduciaries, the lines are wide open. Call 844-580-WDBO. That's 844-580-WDBO. And enjoy the rest of the show.
And welcome into On the Money, presented by the Certified Financial Group right here on WDBO, 107.3 FM and AM 580, Orlando's News and Talk. We got open lines for you at 844-580-WDBO, 844-580-9326, 844-580-WDBO. Reminder, if you're interested in attending this Shredded event, 1111 Douglas Avenue, Altamont Springs is where you're going to need to head. And they'll be hanging out there until noon today. So if you want to shred that or shred anything, you can head up there or just say hello and give Joe a nice greeting card. I personally would go for cookies, but he's just put himself into the camp of greeting cards this morning. So you can go ahead and say hi and go up and check out what they got going on there. And they got some Curb Alert stuff as well. So if you're looking for some old office furniture that's actually nice and new, really.
Yeah, it's beautiful stuff. Unfortunately, because with our office remodeling, it just does not work. And one of it is my desk that I've had for many years. And it's a large glass top, 78 by 39, and two black pedestals, fluted pedestals. We have an antique hutch, I guess you would call it, or a sideboard, they would call it. And I'll tell you, if you went to an antique store, you'd pay a lot of money for this. But unfortunately, we can't use it, and I want to see it go to a good home. We've got some artwork and a credenza that goes with the desk. And you can find that on our Facebook page. Aaron has taken some pictures. You can go to the Certified Financial Group Facebook page and see a picture. If you want it, it's free to a good home, but you have to come pick it up by 11:30 this morning. Otherwise, it's going to the folks at Goodwill. So anyway, that's what we're doing here. 1111 Douglas Avenue in Altamont Springs. We're right here just south of 434. And we begin, if you have any shred that you want to bring by, you can bring it by as well. A couple of banker's boxes. We're offering coffee and some other tasty goodies to go with it. So we like to see it. And is Ruben still on the line there, Chris?
Yes, he is. We do.
Oh, great, Ruben. Thank you.
Okay, let's reset the stage, Ruben. So let's talk about once again what your situation is for our listeners that just might have tuned in.
So as Ruben was saying, he is 37 and looking to start retiring. He is debt-free. And a few things that we wanted to chat with Ruben. First, I want to just emphasize that it is difficult to know where to go. And we do offer a complimentary consultation where we can answer some of those questions. But we also do workshops, and one of them is 10 key elements to a successful financial plan. And Joe and I were talking at the break, and you know, some of the things we would want to know, are you married? Are you single? Do you have children? And the reason we want to know these things, it's just not about saving for retirement, right? There's a lot of other things that we do as financial planners to make sure that you are set for success. So if you don't mind sharing, Ruben, are you single or married?
I am single, no kids. I'm at a point in my life where I kind of come to the realization that I'm probably not going to have kids. I really don't have the desire to, so obviously you never know what the future holds.
That you don't want kids, but you understand really where you're going.
Right.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
For you, if you have no dependents, and then the next question is, you know, are you taking care of anyone? For example, parents, or are parents dependent on you for assistance? Do you have that type of situation?
No, and I have two other siblings, so if the situation that should arise, that would happen, I know I would share the responsibility amongst my siblings.
Okay. All right, and so one of the things that I always suggest to our clients is to ask the tough questions. You know, you'd want to ask your parents, you know, do they have long-term care insurance? What is their plan for long-term care? Is it something where they want to stay in their home? Is it something where they would want to live with, you know, one of your siblings or yourself? And just have that dialogue now, because oftentimes what happens is we find people start inquiring about long-term care insurance prior to just needing it. And oftentimes the health condition is such where, oops, now they don't qualify for it.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. It's a morbid question, but it's a very important question to ask, because I have a dear friend whose father passed away last year. He had cancer, and he died kind of suddenly last year. But he was very irresponsible with money, and he lived in Phoenix, and my friend had to travel from New York to Phoenix when he died. And he pretty much died penniless, and my friend was pretty much left with the bill for the funeral expenses.
Oh,
and
wow.
So that was kind of a wake-up call for me. It was like, no, I need, if I plan to get married, like, I need to plan and make sure that, you know, that kind of stuff is arranged for, taken care of, because that I find that extremely, extremely irresponsible.
Absolutely.
Doing that to your children. Yeah.
Right. And Ruben, one of the things that you might contemplate, you know, if marriage is in the future, life insurance and disability insurance. You know, one of the things that is real troublesome is being in a relationship, and all of a sudden, not only if an accident happened, years ago, I worked for a company, Arthur Anderson, and I was on an audit job and got eaten by mosquitoes. And unfortunately, the audit manager I was with also got eaten by mosquitoes and ended up with encephalitis. And unfortunately, even to this day, she has a second grade education level. So she is not only disabled, can't earn money, but her condition is such where her parents have to take care of her. So, you know, right from the age of 21, I bought a individual disability policy because I never wanted anyone else having to take care of me. And I also bought long-term care insurance because I didn't want my children having to take care of me. Yeah. So you might think ahead and say, you know, term insurance for someone your age is dirt cheap. You know, as long as you're healthy, $1 million policy, for example, might be $300 or $400 a year, $500,000, half of that, right? So getting something secured while you're in good shape is a policy that gives you peace of mind. At work, you know, we would suggest if you have the option to select long-term disability, that would be important. Short-term, not as important, right? Usually most people we would suggest have at least 90 to 180 days of an emergency fund to get them through a short-term illness. But, you know, being single, you're out on your own. So disability insurance is really a necessary thing. So those are the types of things that we talk about when we create a financial plan for folks. And the good news is one of our financial planners, who's a CPA and a certified financial planner, hosts a workshop, and it's the 10 key elements to a successful financial plan. And he goes over each of those topics. So you were asking where to get information.
When is that workshop?
That workshop has not been scheduled yet, but it's coming up. The next workshops that are coming up are Countdown to Retirement in June 26th. And these, by the way, will all be in person in our office. We have a brand new learning center, state-of-the-art technology, and we are hosting those in person. Masks will be optional for those who would like to wear them. So hopefully everybody attending will be fully vaccinated, but you're welcome to wear the masks. We have one coming up, Ruben, that I think would be helpful, and this is also hosted by Rodney Owenby, and that's July 24th, Everything You Want to Know About Mutual Funds. So you were asking, you know, I don't have the basics of how to invest. This would be an excellent first step to get some basic knowledge on investments. Next one, healthcare options in retirement. You might think that's way, you know, in the future, but about half of that workshop is the ABCs of Medicare, which might be helpful for every child to know to help their parents make a good decision. A lot of folks make horrible decisions with Medicare that are irreversible. And then the other half of that is more planning for healthcare should you have a long-term care need. And we have an attorney that comes in that's an elder care attorney that talks about ways that you can assist your parents if they have not done long-term care planning, things such as Miller Trusts and gifting, etc. So I think even though, you know, somebody would say, well, why would I go to that at age 37? It's to have that knowledge to assist your parents.
So once again, all of these are absolutely free. If you want more information, you can go to our website. That's financialgroup.com. Financialgroup.com, click on events, and you can make your reservation right there. And because we're doing them live, we don't have unlimited room, but we can accommodate 25 or 30 folks very comfortably, and you can come by and see our new office as well. So once again, those are absolutely free. We hold them in our office and up in Altamont Springs. Go to our website, financialgroup.com. You can make your reservation right there. And I want to remind our listeners once again, we have a curb alert for those folks that might be looking for some beautiful office furniture. Got a beautiful glass top desk, a beautiful credenza, and an antique hutch that I just don't want. I want to give away. I don't want to see it go to necessarily Goodwill or the dumpster or whatever. It's a beautiful piece of furniture. You pay a lot of money at an antique store for it.
It's really nice. And I did go check it out on Facebook. I can vouch for it as well.
And a couple of great end tables as well. And some artwork. So come on by 1111 Douglas Avenue. We'd love to see you. It's right there in Altamont Springs. It's got to be picked up and gone by 1130. It's a first come, first serve. And hope to see you here.
And you can still give us a call here. We've got open lines, 844-580-WDBO. We've got Austin and Altamont, who has been patiently hanging on. We are going to get to him when we get back. And then we can also field some more calls as well, 844 844- 844-580-9326, 844-580-WDBO. We're planning tomorrow.
Today.
For the Certified Financial Group on WDBO.
I always like that one.
Welcome back to On the Money, presented by the Certified Financial Group right here on WDBO 107.3 FM and AM 580, Orlando's News and Talk. If you want to get in touch, you can, 844-580-WDBO, 844-580-9326. Let's go to those phone lines. We've got Austin calling in from Altamont.
Austin, good morning.
Hey, good
thanks,
morning.
Thanks
good
for
morning.
Hanging
thanks
on.
For, yes, thanks
What's
for
up?
Hey, no, so I just have a quick question. I have an 8 and a 3-year-old. We're trying to plan. As Ruben said, there was not much education in the on how to plan for future. And so now we're trying to do it the right way with our little ones. 8-year-old, we just are doing the Florida prepaid. I'm seeing everywhere. It's the first thing. It's like you're pushing it hard. The 529C, and then there's other options, the 2+2, the 4-year, etc. But it looked like the 529C was some sort of stocks, because then they were asking, do we want to choose the stocks? Do you want someone else to choose the stocks? And we want to do whatever's best for our 8-year-old. So when he gets to the college time, is money wise, it's tax free. You don't have to worry about it. And he doesn't have to worry about his funds. What do you, as it's not really retirement, but what do you recommend in the way for future, for when you want to save for little ones? Do you guys offer some advice on that with your company?
We sure do. Well, we're going to give you our – let me tell you my philosophy on this. Gary may differ just a little bit. I am a fan of the Florida prepaid plan. You lay your foundation with that. Most people, that's about all they can afford. And you can mix and match that any way you want, with 4 years of tuition or 4 years of tuition and full room and board, and do the whole enchilada if you want. But that's what I would lay my foundation with, that. And then if you have some extra funds, then you do the 529 for the incidentals. What do you think, Gary?
So, Joe, I completely agree.
All right.
But, I feel I have the golden ticket here today. And let me tell you about the golden ticket. So, one of the planners in our office, Roger Johnson, when my children were just born, I have twin daughters who, by the way, just graduated from Davidson College. Shout out to them. Very proud of both of them. We did the Florida prepaid. We did the 4 years, but they both did, of course, go out of state. That's a college out in North Carolina. Now, what we also did that Roger recommended to me was a Fidelity credit card that is a no-fee credit card. And 2% of whatever we charged over the last 22 years went into a 529 plan. And the beautiful thing was, we started this account with $100 for each of our daughters, and with the free money and, of course, the growth on it, right now it's sitting at $68,000, which is good because they're going on to Florida and Vanderbilt here for grad school. So we have that money. Other thing that I would suggest is savingforcollege.com ranks all of the different state 529 plans. So I'd recommend you take a look at that. And sort of like Morningstar, they have 1 star to 5 stars, 5 stars being great. This particular site has 1 cap and gown to 5 caps and gowns, you know, for the best plans. For the free money credit card, and again, there's no annual fee on that, as long as you're disciplined paying off the credit card, I would recommend getting that. And there's a plan. Justin Spittler, who works on my team, is a CFP, and he just did this for his children. It's an Arizona 529 plan. And for our listeners, it doesn't matter what state you buy these in. Right. In Florida, we have no state income tax, so there's no advantage. You just want to buy the best one. And so I would recommend the Arizona plan with the Fidelity credit card for the free money. And you can look at other 529 plans. I believe you need to do both the prepaid and the 529 plan, because there's a lot of expenses that are not just tuition.
Right. But lay the foundation with the prepaid plan.
I agree. I think that's an excellent choice.
And you
could
do that in a lump sum, or you can do it a monthly.
That's right. So we paid, I want to say, $6,800 lump sum. And to cash it out today, it's around $19,000. So to give you an idea. So now you would be paying closer to the $19,000. And who knows, you know, what the cost will be. you know, 12 years from now, you know, when your six-year-old starts going in. So those are great questions, savingforcollege.com, and I think we're up against a hard break here. But I hope that answers your question. Call us at our office at 407-869-9800 on Monday, and we can give you more details if you like.
And if you've got a call in right now, you can. We've got open phone lines at 844-580-WDBO, 844-580-WDBO. We actually have about a minute till we need to hit the break. So real quick, Joe, why don't we briefly talk about what people could bring up to Shred at the Shredded event right
now. Well, once again, this is a free Shred event that we do every year. Bring two banker's boxes of stuff that you want don't want to get into bad folks' hands. And we're also giving away some great office furniture. So if you have a need for a credenza and a beautiful glass tabletop desk and an antique hutch or sideboard, if you call it, and some end tables and side chairs, absolutely free. You got to pick them up by 11:30. It's our office, 1111 Douglas Avenue in Altamont Springs.
And the number here you want to call in, 844-580-WDBO. That's right, you can still call in because we have a whole nother hour on the way with the On the Money team. So go ahead and give us a call right now, 844-580-WDBO, 844-580-9326. We're planning tomorrow.
Today.
With a Certified Financial Group on WDBO.
Last time I saw you, you wouldn't even kiss me.